AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is hoping for a nuclear deal with North Korea.
I think that someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush.
Speaking in Japan, the president said he is not personally bothered by recent short-range North Korean missile tests, and he doesn't think they violated UN Security Council resolutions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who is hosting the president in Japan, feels that they did violate those resolutions. President Trump did get on the phone to speak with the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on the trip to Japan, and thanks for checking in on us. And we Oklahomans really appreciate the job you're doing, so thank you.
Stitt says there is a lot of damage from tornadoes and flooding. A tornado killed two people near Oklahoma City.
So I think we've had about eight lives lost so far this season, and but it could have been a much worse if our emergency management folks had not been prepared.
Also, more rain is in the forecast for parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas along the already swollen areas of the Arkansas River. Meantime, a heat wave is expected to continue through the middle of the week in parts of the South. Some places got high temperatures around 100 over the weekend. Friends say Thomas Smiley, the California man killed by a shark in Hawaii over the weekend, was a frequent visitor to the islands and was an avid scuba diver who had recently retired. Allison Keller was a witness.
They pulled the man up. He looked unconscious when they transferred him to the other gurney, and we could see that they were trying to do CPR on him.
Smiley was swimming about 60 yards from shore when the attack happened. Police in Georgia say a man drowned on a lake trying to save his father, who walked out of their boat after a nap because he mistakenly thought he was home. The two men were sleeping on their boat. Fiat Chrysler's proposed merger with France's Renault could create the world's third largest automaker. This is AP Radio News. A Memorial Day ceremony at New York's Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum.
Among the speakers in New York, Admiral Bill Moran, who heads the Navy.
Today is a solemn occasion as we pause to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Those who, as President Lincoln said at Gettysburg, gave their last full measure of devotion.
And Mayor Bill de Blasio added, it's important to take the time to remember what the day is all about.
It's great that families get together. It's great that there are barbecues. And it's great that people get to go to the beach. But let's remember why this day is here. This day is to remember our fallen.
Was blind, but now
I'm Shelley Adler.
I see.
Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns today at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.